The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Andrea Kaye Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kaye.
Welcome back. It's not welcome back. It's welcome to tonight's Andrea Kaye Show. Or I guess you could say welcome back. Welcome back from last night, right? I guess it's just so much news, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I'm consumed with it. I love being with you guys. And I guess so. I guess I just feel like I am perpetually in the middle of the Andrea Kaye Show. Glad to have you guys here with me tonight on this Taco Tuesday. And it's almost like, I never saw this movie Groundhog Day, but am I having a Groundhog Day moment? Because once again, I'm opening the show tonight and talking about Trump, his statement yesterday, day before yesterday, that he released about abortion, that is continuing to be the number one story in the news today. Given the latest news, breaking news out of Arizona, and the same conservatives that were upset at Trump's statement are now kind of backtracking a little bit because of what's happening in Arizona. And we will explain in a moment. Speaking of backtracking, guess who's doing a little moonwalk slide like he's impersonating Michael Jackson on the Mayorkas impeachment? It is none other than, should be exiled from the LSU Alumni Association, Speaker Mike Johnson. Those topics and so much more to get into. If you miss any part of the show, download the podcast wherever you get your pods. Email me at AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. I'm also, y'all know I'm a true crime watcher, but there's also political implications that have come about from the Crumley trial. The parents of the school shooter Crumley, they were sentenced today. And it's gotten the attention of a lot of people in politics because of what the sentencing could possibly mean, the implications of that. And there's possibly some good implications from that if you're a conservative, and possibly not so great. So we're going to get into all of this tonight. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hopefully, if you're on your way home, you've maybe, already had a taco or two on Taco Tuesday. You're sitting back in a gangster lean and you're just ready to roll home safely, I hope. All right. I'm not sure if he eats this with a side of tacos or if this is inside of a taco shell, but is DJ Sesame Broccolini?
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty ticked off about Mike Johnson right now, but I'm also happy it's Taco Tuesday.
Yes, always reason to be happy.
Because that always justifies. People always ask me, why do you eat so much Mexican food? And it's like, well, because it's delicious. I can eat Mexican food almost every single day. I don't, but I could. I could.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy when Taco Tuesday comes around. This is my jam.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I don't know. How do I segue from Taco Tuesday into Arizona and the abortion ban? I was going to try to make a segue on, Southwest Mexican food. Arizona, it's New Mexico is known for the Hatch chili. What is Arizona known for from a Mexican food standpoint?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If anyone else knows, please let us know. I don't know.
Please email me. Oh, by the way, Sandy emailed me and said Mondays are known for Meatless Monday.
Oh, what?
Remember we were like, what food is on a Monday? She said it's Meatless Monday. It will always be red beans and rice for me coming from New Orleans. And we always have meat in our beans and rice. Okay, a little andouille sausage, maybe a little ham hock. Mm. I love me some ham. I love a combo ham hock and andouille sausage. Can't go wrong with that.
A combo?
Combo. Anyway, I can get a combo, man, with lots of meat. Okay. So just rewind, flashback, many people, conservatives, were upset that Trump issued a statement and said that it was a victory to overturn Roe v. Wade. Many people never thought that it could happen. It put the issue back at the states and at the hands of the people instead of being decided by dictators in robes or commies in Congress. And while I understand the conservative viewpoint, I am pro-life, that why would we not, as a nation, if we've got under the Constitution the right to life, liberty, and justice for all? Is it life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? See, I'm such a true crime trial watcher. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why would we not want it centralized? Well, on principle, it makes sense to have it centralized. I think it should be done with a personhood amendment like you recommended, Sesame Broccolini. I do not think that if you truly believe in a pro-life stance that you should have any hope in having that be achieved in Congress. We've got a much better chance of that being worked out at the states. And that is why I agreed with President Trump. Excuse me, where I don't agree with President Trump is that in the instance of exceptions, either you believe in, you know, right to life or not, why should a child born out of rape or incest be killed because of the circumstance? I disagree with him there, but I agree with him that it belongs at the state. Case in point, for a variety of reasons that I won't continue to repeat, if you missed that segment last night, download the podcast. Case in point, the Arizona Supreme Court today upheld the 1864 law limiting nearly all abortions, which overrides the 15-week abortion limit law. And by the way, there are people, disingenuous, virtue signaling, self-proclaimed, which I can't judge, faux conservatives like Jenna Ellis out there saying that Trump and many on the DeSantis team, that Trump's statements yesterday meant that he was pro-choice. Being against abortion, with the exceptions of rape, incest, and the life of the mother, is not the same as pro-choice. And to the Democrats who call themselves DeSantis supporters and conservatives to be pushing that nonsense today, like Steve Dace from The Blaze and others, is such a disingenuous, manipulative lie that it's despicable to me. I'm just going to say that. And by the way, if Trump taking the position of no abortion, except in the instance of rape, incest, and life of the mother, is more conservative than Ron DeSantis's six-week bill where anybody can get an abortion for any reason up until 6 weeks. So just more hypocrisy from the DeSantis team. Getting back to Arizona, the Supreme Court has upheld the 1864 law limiting nearly all abortions. So let that sink in for a moment. Here's your state's rights. Here's your state's rights. We now have let me give you a little bit of the background. The Arizona Supreme Court issued the decision today that the state must abide by a 123-year-old law which bars all abortions except to save the life of the mother. And oh, by the way, I think I saw an abortion doctor admit one time on video, I don't remember who it was, I've actually heard multiple doctors say this, that there has never been an instance of needing to kill a child to save the life of the mother. Woman 6 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant, and her life's on the line, they could do a cesarean section and deliver the baby. But let me go on. The law, which goes back as far as 1864, also calls for a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years for abortionists. Justices heard arguments in the case Planned Parenthood of Arizona versus Mays Hazarig in December and were asked to answer whether Arizona's 15-week abortion limit signed into law in March overrides the older law. So Planned Parenthood sued it went far worse for them than they really wanted. While the court did not rule on the constitutionality of the 1864 law, the court issued a 4-2 decision with one recusal, finding that the 1864 law is enforceable over the newer 15-week limit. So there you have it. The Chief Justice, or the one who wrote the majority opinion, said, "We consider whether the Arizona legislature repealed or otherwise restricted the old law by enacting the statute prescribing physicians from performing elective abortions after 15 weeks gestation. The case involves into statutory, you know, interpretation, blah, 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 blah." You know, this to me is what good jurisprudence is. They're basically like, you know, we're looking at the narrow interpretation here on the case that's before us. And no, this new law does not supersede the 15-week ban. Let me see what else, if there's anything else he had to say here. That the Arizona Supreme Court ultimately affirmed a lower court's decision vacating an injunction against the near total ban. But however, there is a stay. There's a 14-day period for parties to decide how to pursue further action. So we'll have to wait and see about this. But let me tell y'all, the hysteria on the part of the left, and I feel like this is really important for those conservatives that were really disappointed in Trump yesterday, to understand, to reaffirm and the idea that we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. This is how our nation was designed. The power is at the people at the local level. That's where it should be. There are many conservatives who I know, many pro-life people that I know that disagree, for example, on whether a fertilized egg in a fertility clinic is a human being, or whether or not life begins at implantation. And then there are still conservatives who believe that life begins at the heartbeat. So when you have that kind of, it is up to us as conservatives to, I do think that there's hope for a personhood amendment in this country. I think we've got more work until we can get here. And in the meantime, we can be celebrating these wins in the states. We can be celebrating the number of babies that we're saving. And we can be doing the work of talking about and using the technology and all the videos that we have and all the different technology that's available to help people to understand when life begins, and it's at conception. One of the games that they've played on women out there for so long is hiding the truth, not wanting women to get an ultrasound, for example. So there's a lot of work that's left to be done to educate people on the science of when life begins. So I want to take a break. We come back, we're going to continue this discussion. I'm going to share with you some of the left's hysteria going on. I want to hear from you guys. Email me, andreakashow.com, andreakashow.com. Where you stand on this issue.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. By the way, if I can ask y'all, I know as my family and friends out there, y'all care so much about my little boo Gator, and he's back not feeling good none right now. So if y'all could just say a little prayer over my little boo that he gets to feeling better. They did a little testing on him this afternoon, and so hopefully I'll get a good report tomorrow, or they'll figure out exactly what's ailing his little tummy right now, and he'll get to feeling better. Okay. So we were talking about this Arizona Supreme Court who ruled that the 123-year-old law that bans all abortions except to save the life of the mother, which is coming on the heels. It's almost like a God wink to me. You know, Trump makes the statement about the value of leaving it to the states. And quite frankly, the Republican Party should have been making that argument since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And so many of conservatives were upset over it. I understand some of the reasons why. Some of it was disingenuous. And then today we have this happening with the Arizona State Supreme Court. The left is, of course, hysterical. David Axelrod said, "This has put the health care of women in peace of mind of women across Arizona at risk. He says, and so we should not forget the substance in this. He goes on to say, but as a political matter, this could not be more of a disaster for the Republican Party. Yesterday, Donald Trump said it's up to the people in the states. Let the states decide. Well, here you find what happens when you let the states decide. In Florida, a 6-week ban is in place. I guarantee you in both of these states, if you put that on the ballot, and they will be on the ballot in the form of initiatives, voters in those states do not agree with those policies. Oh, see, this is why I believe that they do. If for it to, for us to get a personhood amendment in D.C., we would have to have the will of the people around the country to convince the Congress to pass that. We got a Republican Party that just funded Mayorkas, right? So we can take a bigger bite out of that elephant one state at a time. I also want to remember, you guys remember, I don't remember her first name. The lady that was unfortunately shot in Arizona, Gabby, or was her name Gabby? She's married to, he's now Senator Kelly. Well, Senator Kelly, a lot of people remember her more than Senator Kelly. Well, he made some comments on this today. He is a senator out of Arizona, and here's what he had to say.
This is a disaster for women in Arizona. Arizona women deserve the right to make their own decision about abortion, and now they can't because of Donald Trump. So let's be clear about that. Why did the Arizona Supreme Court do this? It's because the Dobbs decision overturned Roe v. Wade. It was the law of the land since 1973, and now women have lost a fundamental right in our state.
Well, states' rights, right? Mark Kelly went on to go completely gonzo. This is a guy who was an astronaut. I mean, did he lose too much oxygen in his brain? Because at one point he goes on to say that Trump could go after contraception next. Hey, ladies of Arizona, let's have a little science class right here. No, you have the choice on whether or not to have an abortion. You have the choice by keeping your legs closed, by practicing safe sex, by practicing proper birth control. Those are your choices. Not treating children disposable tampons. There, I said it. What are your thoughts on this? I know that you were on the fence. You kind of saw some good things about Trump's statement, but you really wanted a personhood amendment. What are your thoughts today, Sesame Broccolini, given the Arizona breaking news?
I mean, I do think just really quickly with this Kelly stuff, the statement, I mean, that was just full of things that are factually inaccurate and also just terrible arguments. I mean, because Roe v. Wade was the law of the land for 50 years or whatever, it should stay as a law. That logically, that's just a terrible, terrible argument to make. So there's no strong argument in favor of abortion, plain and simple. It's evil. Abortionists know it. Planned Parenthood knows it, and it's every abortion ends in the death of a life. And I do think, for the record, Trump is kind of giving Republicans a little bit of a masterclass here on how to win the next election. Obviously, I'm a pro-lifer, and I believe that life begins at conception, and there is science that makes me think that, not just my faith.
Yes.
But I do also recognize the fact, though, that Trump is playing a practical game here. He's trying to make it as easy as it is for people to vote for him. He wants it to be really easy for people to vote for him and very difficult to vote for his opponent, Joe Biden. That's just politics 101. So I think that he's actually kind of showing people, other Republicans, how to handle this issue well, because at no point does he ever condone abortion or say anything good of it or say that it should be, on the books. And leaving it with the states is where it always was. And that is, according to the Constitution, where it should be. That is not within the federal government's purview. So just from a constitutional perspective, if you do care about this republic and the way that it operates, then this should be a win. This is a good thing. And by the way, for all the people saying he hasn't been a pro-life president, that's just not true. There are some pro-lifers I really respect who are bashing him and saying he's not really a pro-life president and this is the evidence. That is false. Thanks to the judges and the movements that Trump did in order to get Roe dismantled and put that question back to the states, we've saved thousands and thousands of lives. Mm-hmm. It's very well documented in places like Texas and Georgia. So this is a good thing. We're getting closer to a pro-life America.
Yes.
So for me, I just think that the hysteria is just ridiculous and extremely irrational.
It is. And the people that in the conservatives, and look, I have a lot of respect for Lila Rose, but to come mm-hmm. out and say that we, or like some others have said, that we, you know, we have two equally pro-choice presidential choices right now is insane. To try to say that Trump's statement, a ban on abortion except in the instance of rape and incest, which, by the way, I believe is what DeSantis had as part of his 6-week ban. I think anybody could have it in Florida. But anyway, to try to compare Joe Biden's position that anytime, anywhere, any place up until practically after birth is the same as what Trump said, no abortion except in the instance of rape and incest and the life of the mother, to say that those are the same is insane. There's a lot of pro-life people who have lost my respect in the last day or so with that kind of moronic, false, hyperbolic, histrionic language that is just factually ridiculous. And I get that it's some people's brands, you know, to be that, but if you do care about life, how about you put aside your own monetization of what you're trying to do and actually think for a second, if you really care about children in this country. And it stop being so myopic as well, because one of the things Trump said is true is, I mean, he delivered on what people thought was impossible. There were Supreme Court justices harassed and their lives were threatened to try to keep Roe v. Wade where it was. He got that overturned. And now you're going to go after him and say that he's not pro-life and be ready to go vote for Joe Biden? That's insane to me. Absolutely insane. This country is going off a cliff with the help of the Republicans, by the way. One aspect of life is not just the unborn child. It's the life of every American in this country right now and going forward. How many more women have to be murdered and raped by these illegal aliens pouring in? That only a handful of Republicans were willing to do anything about it. They finally got articles of impeachment passed at the House. They were supposed to be delivered tomorrow. And guess who decided to walk that back? Speaker Johnson. We can't even get an invasion being orchestrated at our border stopped. And you think that's the Congress that's going to, you know, save babies? That's just absolutely insane to me. Do you have any trust in this Congress to do anything? I don't.
No, not at all. I have a lot of confidence they'll do nothing.
Yes. The only thing that they'll do is help push the Democrat agenda through.
Yes. Because Democrats will always win. And that's the biggest people. Again, why? It's like, why we went through all of this. We got McCarthy out. That was such a big thing. We had such a great opportunity. You guys squandered it. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. It should have been Jim Jordan, someone who's a real fighter. You guys just every time you have victory right there in your hands, and it just it disappears, and the Democrats get exactly what they want anyway. How? Yeah.
Well, like Dirty Rhino of the Year award goes to, according to Gateway Pundit, goes to Representative Mike Gallagher, who could have left office today. He announced he was going to leave, but he's going to wait. If he left today, which, first of all, you ran for Congress, people gave you money, they elected you, and now you're just going to quit and give a middle finger to the people who voted you and elected you in and who gave you their money. And then you're going to specifically wait 10 days past the deadline in which a special election could have been triggered for his replacement. Yeah, he should be sued. We should have legislation that makes this kind of action illegal. That if you're going to, kind of like Ron DeSantis, oh, that's right, Mr. Perfect, Mr. Clean Cut Conservative Ron DeSantis with the 6-week ban. Remember, he got his cronies in the state legislature to change the law for him, no longer making it illegal for him to run for governor, win as governor, and while campaigning for president. Yeah, I don't want to hear any more from this DeSantis team. They're as odious to me as this Representative Gallagher. We're going to take a break. We come back. I want to shift gears and talk about this case with the sentencing of the Crumley parents when we come back.
AK, Dynamite in a Dress, or just Andrea K, whatever you call her, she's on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea K Show. Let me remind you guys, I've gotten some questions about next hour. We've got filmmakers on to talk about a new movie that they've from the Daily Wire, a movie documentary called Sick. And it's something that, you know, that I've been talking about, which a lot lately, which is the scheme that's been going on for decades and decades, in which they're manufacturing illness in us through our government, through propaganda, lies, ways that they've affected our food supply. And then they've got us hooked into their profiteering scheme through Big Pharma. So you're going to want to stay tuned for next hour to hear from one of the producers of that documentary. And I definitely want you to stick around for that, because you know that I've been on a wellness journey, getting my health back and doing it the natural way. I began to get focused on restoring my natural immunity during COVID. And I tried taking the vitamin D. I've been taking every day the same the zinc and the vitamin D and the vitamin C, according to Dr. McCullough's protocols. And, it, you know, I'm doing it because I should be doing it, but it was not until I started the Nanosoma spray that I actually really rejuvenated my immunity, because my energy levels and all the chronic pain and things that I had that I was dealing with is absolutely gone. I posted it on the socials yesterday. If you follow me on Facebook, go look at it there, or you can go to iwantmyhealthback.com/AK. Immediately people were like, oh, take your vitamin C. I've done all that. Just like I was doing the balance of nature. It was not until I started using this Nanosoma spray that I got my health back. So trust me, go there and stick around next hour for the documentary Sick. Speaking of sick in the form of mental illness, we do have a crisis in this country. And it's something that I talk about in particularly with the school shootings and the mass school shootings. The left immediately wants it to be about gun control, when of course we know we don't need to repeat the truth that there's no gun control law that is going to prevent these. And the Democrats just want to exploit it for power. Otherwise, they would take real measures that work, like hardening the schools. There was a sentencing that took place today regarding one solution that some people are thinking about and have been toying with for a while. In the case of high school shooters, many people for years has been saying, we need to start holding these parents accountable. When the Columbine shooting took place that also involved bombs, those Columbine shooters had been working on that plan and building those bombs in the garage of those parents' homes. And I'm one of the people that's been saying for a while that we need to start holding some of these parents accountable, just like people get held accountable if they are an accessory to a crime, an accessory after the fact of a crime. There's all kinds of people that, you know, enable and aid and abet criminals, like our government with the open border. So the Crumley shooting, you know, parents were charged in the crime. If you watched any of the trial, you saw the reasons why. You saw evidence that they knew about the gun. You saw text messages of this boy begging his parents for help and they wouldn't get him any. It, you know, clearly as the judge said today, it's more than just poor parenting. What the judge said, as they were sentenced to at least 10 years in prison, 10 to 15 years. They're the first parents convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting. The judge said these convictions are not about poor parenting. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train. People were shocked that this happened. I don't know if you followed this case at all. I don't know that it's necessary to know all the ins and outs of this, but you know, the parents were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Look at it this way. We have the shooting on the movie set Rust, right? Yes, Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger. Multiple people are responsible. Him, he's responsible because he pulled the trigger, but also because he's the producer. Ultimately, he's responsible for what happens on that set. Oh, but, you know, Hannah Gutierrez was the armorer of the set. Well, yes, but she was only one of the people that was involved in maintaining the props on the set and maintaining security on the set. And she didn't hire herself. And after there were complaints about safety issues on the set, she retained her position. And so you can have multiple people involved beyond just the person who pulled the trigger. And that was the case here. But there are some people that are concerned, like Andrew McCarthy. I'm not a huge fan of Attorney Andrew McCarthy. I feel like he's a little squishy when it comes to the deep state. But I want to play a clip of what he had to say about this ruling today. And he said that it opens up a Pandora's box in our criminal justice system. Sesame, if you can play that clip.
It's actually, you know, your heart breaks for the parents of the children who were killed here. But you have to remember that the person who actually did the shooting got treated as an adult and was sentenced to life in prison. So it's not like the system didn't, you know, carry out law enforcement against the person who actually did this. It's unprecedented to hold the parents accountable to something that they obviously didn't, you know, plan, agree to, participate in. I frankly just don't think that this is what the criminal justice system is for. I think the criminal justice system mainly should be reserved for intentional wrongs. And I think it's more troubling here because Michigan actually attempted to or proposed passing child access prevention laws, which would prevent which would make it a crime for parents to negligently allow their children to have access to firearms. And the legislature wouldn't pass that. So what happened here is the prosecutor made up a crime on the fly that the legislature had not opted to pass.
Well, that's kind of in the weeds for me. I mean, the reality is these people bought his, if I remember right, they knew that they had a mentally disturbed son and bought him a gun and left it unlocked. They gave him the means to go and shoot. They gave their mentally disturbed son the means to go and shoot people and basically told him to bugger off when he was texting that he needed help. I can, from a legal standpoint, I can see both sides. I can see how this could be a slippery slope to the left using laws against us as, you know, towards gun control. But I also think that, you know, if I liken it, and I do think it's properly analogous to the Rust shooting, and I see this as a positive development. I actually have an email, I believe, from Mo. Here's what she had. Good old Mo. She always contacts me on all the best topics. Happy Tuesday. I agree with the verdict on the two ne'er-do-wells. It was justified. They can die there for all I care. The young man desperately needed help. None was given. Whatever precedent it sets, so be it. Do you agree, Sesame? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. In this particular case, in this instance, it seems more clear cut. I guess that there is some liability, I suppose, on the parents. I mean, you didn't do the act, but you created the preconditions in which that were necessary in order for your son or for the child to do that, which is just so disturbing and disheartening. So, you know, there is that part as well. But I do think, I guess, legally it gets kind of dicey. It seems like maybe a case-by-case basis. It really depends on the needs. I mean, listening to that clip, he's saying, you know, you don't want to punish the parents if they did not participate in it. Well, what do you mean by participate? Does getting them a gun participate? Does ignoring text messages or ignoring certain red flags, you know, qualify as participation? So I guess I don't want to get too into the weeds with it either, but I think case by case, you have to look at the facts. In this particular case, it seems like the just thing, there is some responsibility on the parents. That I think that's fair.
If you as a parent and have a party at your house where a bunch of underage kids get drunk and they go and drive and kill somebody, are the parents not responsible? How is it different? That's a question for you guys. I want to hear from you. Email me, AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. All right. The eclipse yesterday. It was an extraordinary event. And even more so for some watchers, some viewers of a Mexican TV show. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to somebody who tells it like it is. Andrea Kay on The Answer San Diego.
Oh, you guys. I really had no interest in the eclipse yesterday because to me it's just another, like, you know, event, right? In life. I mean, sometimes you have a full moon, sometimes you don't, right? I mean, what's the big to me? But but there is one story about the eclipse yesterday that has just made my day. In a broadcast that had went viral, I can't believe you must have been too busy today, Sesame. I can't believe you didn't see this. Mexican news outlet RCG Media thought they were going to air. I don't know how this happened. I don't know how, because when it comes to TV news, there's producers, right? I mean, there's supposed to be a team of people that knows when you're going to put a video up, right? But somehow, let me set the stage. You've got a beautiful set. You've got a news anchor dude sitting there who looks like he's just dressed to the nines, clean cut, great looking. He's flanked with two typical, you know, eye candy women, because, you know, news anchor women are gorge, right? I mean, this is just red, white, and blue set. I mean, it looks like it could be CNN or, well, not CNN. Their women aren't this good looking. Fox News, right? So, and they're like, you know, going to cover, you know, a live, they're going to show a live footage of the 2024 solar eclipse. And he's just talking away. Of course, I don't know what he's saying because I don't hablo español. But the women notice that there's something hanging in the footage with hair on it that's not supposed to be in the footage. And they're trying to get this guy's attention, but he's not paying attention. Oh my gosh, y'all. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. They were, you know, announcing locations of where it was visible, and what was clearly visible on the screen was male parts. Okay. I guess I'm nine. I guess I'm like a seventh grader because I just cannot stop laughing over this. This has just tickled me to no end. This is just too funny. They later explained that the host, Mr. Clean Cuts, that last video was put up from a video amateur. Production is at full speed, integrating everything. And we thank you for continuing to send to us. What? What I don't get his explanation. It was sent by an amateur video maker, but did nobody on the production team, Sesame, look and go, oh, male parts? I don't understand this. And he goes, and we thank you for continuing to send us. Is he thanking the person who sent male parts? I mean, what?
Yeah.
So funny. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I had not seen that, but that is pretty classic, actually.
Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, it was far more interesting than anything that I saw related to the eclipse, except the Trump eclipse video. Did you see that?
I did see that.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, look, aside from that, I mean, I thought it was – I don't know why it's generating so much interest when there's so many other real things to be focusing on. I don't know, but yeah, it is funny that – at least Trump can make something interesting out of it, right? I mean, which is he's just a pro at that. So fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I thought the event itself was boring to me, but you know, I got to laugh at a video today, and you know the Trump silhouette was pretty interesting. Okay, so we're going to take a break. Hour two is coming up. We've got much more to get into there. We've got the documentary filmmaker from Daily Wire is going to be here to talk about her movie Sick. We've also got, speaking of Sick, we've got a video out. You guys have probably, I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but it's an undercover video of a CIA officer and former FBI agent, and he's bragging. You know, we can put anyone in jail, set them up. FBI, quote, did what we wanted with Alex Jones, took his money away. If you really thought that the deep state was some conspiracy, if you've been watching MSNBC or even Fox or some of these other, you know, sites and that are telling you that is a bunch of conspiracy, well, it's obviously real and it's even being admitted to there. So we're going to talk about that next hour.
Recording. Okay. Wait. And okay, here we go. It's recording now. Whenever you're ready.
And we, of course, next hour, we also have to talk about Sheila Jackson Lee. Yesterday, we had the slobs on kebabs, the alleged ladies of The View, thinking that and trying to assert that the eclipse had something to do with climate change, right? Well, today, Sheila Jackson Lee, I got to see if I can find this audio for y'all. She got confused today and talking about the sun and the moon. And she said some kind of crazy stuff like, you know, you can't get that close to the sun, but you can the moon. And it's like, what are you talking about? Because the moon, she says, is mostly made of gases. I mean, that's almost as bad as the Mexican broadcast that showed the man parts when they're supposed to be showing a solar eclipse.
She's putting that education to good use, I guess.
Did she go to Yale?
I believe so.
Oh, my goodness. They'll let anybody in. There you go. That's why they're so desperate for affirmative action. I mean... And you know what? I mean, why the unforced errors? Why would you go to the microphone and start talking about, if you're not an astronomer, and start talking about the sun and the moon when you don't know? And why? I mean, what's the point? We have so many issues, so many stuff to deal with. And the Democrats, we have a clip to share for you guys next hour about Carolyn Wren talking about how it's really hard to campaign when one side is just willing to lie and get away with it, right? And just run ads full of lies. I mean, when you are in a position where as a Democrat, you have complete cover by the weaponized deep state, you've got complete cover by your propagandist in the media, you should never have a trip up. Right. I mean, there should never be a moment where you're caught on video saying something that dopey. Right, Sesame?
No, that was just embarrassing. Honestly, it's
completely embarrassing. I mean, tell me if we have extraterrestrials, ETs roaming around and no wonder they don't want to come here and move here. They're watching that Sheila Jackson Lee and they're like, nah, we're good here. We're good here. All right. Now we are good here for hour one, but y'all come on back. We got hour two of the Andrea Kay Show, and we've got one of the producers of the Daily Wire documentary Sick is going to join us. You don't want to miss it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.